The Good News Hour is with you once again. Your speaker today is Johnny Horn of Atchison, Kansas, and we're going to ask your attention now to a number of interesting things found in the Word of God. In fact, these apply in a special way to the believer, that is to the Christian, to the man or to the woman, the boy or girl that's saved. And so we're going to point out our portion, our position, and our protection. In other words, we're going to see some scriptures that tell us what we have under us, what we have around us, what we have over us, what we have within us, and what we have above us. Now that surely ought to be interesting. When we see today so many things around us giving way, and of course we cannot but think of the words of the psalmist in the 11th psalm when he says, "If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?" Well, I'll tell you what the righteous can do. The righteous can say that we are resting upon a foundation that can never, that will never give way. Now, what we have pointed out, namely, what we have under us, a sure foundation, what we have around us, the robe of righteousness, what we have over us, the blood, the precious blood, what we have within us, the Holy Spirit of God, and what we have above us, the blessed hope, or the happy hope of the coming again of our Savior. Now, I expect to give you the scriptures for these statements, one after the other, that we've been making, and to show you that they are found in the Holy Scriptures. So, I think we should begin with the foundation. This is important. After all, you know, a building is only as good as its foundation. If the foundation is faulty, well, it doesn't make any difference about the superstructure or the finished product. If the foundation is faulty, the house cannot possibly stand. It sooner or later will give way when it's tested by the storms of time. And of course, these are all but pictures and types of what Christians pass through that test the reality of their faith and the foundation upon which they are resting. Now shall we read to begin with in the Gospel by St. Matthew chapter 7, and we have a very interesting story there, and I may say that what we're about to read is embodied in the Sermon on the Mount. Some very, very wholesome and precious things there, inasmuch as they came to us from our Savior, spoken by the blessed Lord of glory. Now shall we notice with you chapter 7 and verse 24, where we read, "Therefore whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." Now, I should, too, like to point out that, once again, there is no such thing as a neutral stand with relation to God, with relation to our Lord Jesus Christ, or His most holy and precious Word. You see, when you pick up the Bible, you can say that this is God's holy, precious Word, and yes, it's God's voice to mankind, God's voice to you. And, of course, there are many portions that of now, if you're still in your sins, that you could not lay claim to. That is to say, they are written for Christians, written for those who are saved, and if you've never yet taken refuge under the precious blood, you could not lay claim to them. Then, of course, we believe in rightly dividing the word of truth. You see, there are the three classes of people described in the Word of God, the Jew and the Gentile and the Church of God. And God's precious word is written for the three groups, the three classifications. But now coming back, if you will, for a moment to the passage, we have been stressing the importance of a right foundation as you view eternity, a soon coming eternity. And as we look around and using once again the words of the psalmist in that 11th psalm where he says, "If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?" Well, all who are righteous and all who are in our Lord Jesus Christ, they can say, we are resting upon the foundation